The Lucky Food Story. It was the first day of the Lunar New Year. On the dining table were a red candy box full of dried fruits, chocolate gold coins and melon seeds, a dish of sesame balls, and a big plate of fried turnip cakes and sticky rice puddings. However, something unusual was happening. The items on the table could talk. "We are the most important food of the Lunar New Year," boasted the turnip cakes. "In Chinese, people call us Gao, which means being taller and better. We all want to be better than the year before, don't we?"
"Ha ha ha! People eat turnip cakes in Chinese restaurants all year round,"
Sesame Balls laughed.
"We are special. People give us the Chinese name Siu Hao Zhou because we have a large cracking mouth and we represent happiness and laughter."
"Yes, but the candy box is the typical representatives of the festival,"
someone interrupted.
"We have everything. People offer us to guests to wish them joy and good fortune. You can't have Lunar New Year without a candy box,"
the red box said proudly.
"No, I'm the most important."
"No way."
Ding dong, ding dong.
"The guests are here. Let's see what they will take,"
turnip cakes suggested.
"Grandpa, Grandma, Kong Hei Fat Choi."
Alan and Zoe, the children of the house, answered the door and greeted. Showing them to the table of food, Zoe asked,
"What do you want to have, Grandpa?"
"Melon seeds, of course," Alan said.
Grandpa smiled.
"And you, Grandma?"
Zoe asked.
"Would you like to try these sesame balls? I made them with Mom."
"Did you? Then I must give it a try," Grandma said. Soon, Uncle and Aunt arrived. While the guests were chatting with Mom and Dad, they reached their hands for the food. Aunt loved the dried fruits in the candy box. Mom loved the turnip cakes. Dad, Uncle, and Grandpa ate lots of melon seeds, building heaps of melon seed shells. By night time, the food and the candy box still could not decide which one was the most favorite in the family. With the magic power of the festival, they entered into Alan's dream and asked,
"Which of us is the best?"
Surrounded by all kinds of talking items, Alan was startled and waked up.
"Help!
What happened, dear?"
Alan told his mom about his strange dream the next morning. Mom smiled and responded, "They are each a normal type of food by itself. But when they are put together, they form the atmosphere of our Lunar New Year." The food finally got their answer.